Jeff Seymour, and welcome to the podcast. Today I'm going to talk about why there is such a thing as caring too much and trying too hard. I'll explain. All right, before I get started, I want to remind the good people of Hollywood, California, that I am starting my Wednesday night classes in Hollywood this Wednesday night, the 11th. And on the 11th and the 18th, I'm offering a free session with me. You just need to email me. I'll set you up with a scene and a partner, and you'll get a good real-life actor workout. I just have been assigning scenes, and I was contacted by one of the actors who said, listen, there was a thing in a scene there where he's supposed to make out or, you know, kiss this woman in the scene. And he said, it makes me a little uncomfortable. I'm married, and, you know, I just, it's a little strange, and I just kind of feel uncomfortable doing it. Maybe I could have another scene. And I was shocked to hear that, shocked because I wasn't even aware that was in the scene. And I say that because we've done this scene in multiple classes, intensives I've done. I've used this scene. It's a great scene from Drugstore Cowboy. And no one in my class had ever done that part of it. They hadn't done it because they know that I don't ever do that stuff in class. I've talked about this before, but I just don't get it with classes where they do that. I always find it uncomfortable to sit there, the class in silence, while a couple of people are macking on each other. Now, okay, in the real world, in the animal kingdom, do people mac on each other? Well, of course. And do they do it in the industry all the time? They're macking while I'm speaking. But the idea that we need to practice that in class is something that I just, no. I never do it. When I've been directing shows, plays, whatever, I would always save that moment to either when we were going to, you know, actually roll the cameras, or, you know, when we get closer to actually opening the show, because it's something I don't think people need to practice. I'd rather focus on the acting. I figure most of you guys know how to make out. And when the time comes and they say action and make out, you're gonna find your way. I'm sure of it. Okay, so, you know, this has come up in a variety of different ways recently. I do a lot of coaching, a lot of Skype coaching, and I'm always dealing with actors and their anxieties. And so I thought I wanted to do a podcast where I just would really talk about this idea of how wanting it so badly and trying too hard can actually end up undermining your mission. That's a tough one. It's a tough one because how can you not want this? I mean, every time I see a great film, every time I see some wonderful acting, wonderful directing, you know, I'm watching a bunch of screeners right now, so I've been seeing all sorts of great films here toward the end of the year, and, oh, man, you just get so wistful, you know, you think, oh, I would love to be in that film, I'd love to be acting that role, I'd love to be directed by this director, and it is certainly a golden carrot dangling out there that you want, and it's kind of hard not to get completely crazed with wanting to, you know, fulfill the mission. The problem is wanting something too much, trying too hard, caring too much can definitely undermine the mission. It really can. It happens in all sorts of different ways. One of the ways is I'll have actors tell me about how badly they want to be in the business, and you know how much it almost hurts. You know, they just want to get work so badly, and while I appreciate that, and hey, you know, me too, get in line. The thing is that impulse, that sense, that permeates your body, that feeling that's almost reverberating with desire. It's not necessarily what the people auditioning you want to feel, because it can feel too desperate. I know that sounds weird. Why would you want to mask that if that's how you feel? I get it. But at the end of the day, it's not very attractive. And it doesn't have that same feeling of a person who is doing it. What does that mean? Well, as I've said many times, the best thing you can do is to act like a person who's already doing it. And I don't mean that in any arrogant way or conceited way. I mean, you know, getting started in the business. First of all, let's just talk about getting started in the business. One of the things you have to overcome is a sense that the people auditioning you or giving you the job, that they may wonder whether or not, when push comes to shove and they give you the gig and you show up, whether or not you're going to be able to handle it and follow through like a stone cold professional, or if your exuberance and, you know, your excitement at the lights are going to somehow throw you and somehow maybe undermine your work. You may need too many takes. You may freak out. You may want it so badly you're just going to burst at the seams and not be able to focus. I mean, look, at the end of the day, you know, they're always looking for just stone-cold professionals. I mean, that's what makes us most comfortable. I remember in the old days, football, watching it as a kid, that, you know, it always wasn't the thing to hot dog and spike the ball and do that stuff. I mean, you know, in the old days, they'd run into the end zone or catch a ball in the end zone, and it wasn't a freakish display of dance routines and somersaults and, you know, high kicks with a whole group of guys. I mean, they just didn't do that. And I remember, like, one of the first times somebody spiked the ball and kind of threw their hands up, I heard that when they went back to the bench, the coach said, "Hey, act like you've been there before." Well, that sentiment's long gone, but I remember thinking, yeah, that's cool. That's cool, because, of course, you want to act like you've been there before, and I think that's very true in our industry. We want that sense that you've already arrived. Now, listen, I love enthusiasm. I love someone who's, you know, willing to do the job and, you know, happy to be there. And I mean, I don't want glib people walking into the room and auditioning. But at the same time, I don't want newbies walking in, you know, just busting with enthusiasm and letting me know that they will work so hard if they can get the role. If we could just give them the role, they will. I mean, I've had people say this. On one hand, it's just so sweet. But, you know, listen, you're not applying for the job of mowing my yard. It's not like you're some kid who shows up at my door and he's managed to save money from his paper route and then he bought himself his own mower and now he's got a lawn mowing business and I'm going to give you the gig. Yeah, that kind of enthusiasm, sure. Just don't, you know, mow down my rhododendrons and everything will be cool. That's not what's happening here. What's happening here is we're going to give you a job starring to be in one of our shows, and there's a lot that goes with that. We want to hire people that seem hireable. Yes, and while we may love giving someone their first job, that's only a technicality. We want to feel, when we watch you, that it's anything but your first job. So this enthusiasm that you have, this desire, this thing where you're busting at the seams and you just want it so badly, yeah, it can kind of take away from the focus and the confidence that we need, because usually it will cause an actor to feel like they're all over the ice. And even when they try and mask it in the room, we can feel that something's afoot. I'm working with a young lady now. I do a lot of coaching with her. Her career is on the move, and she's with a huge agency. And I made a comment the other day. She's like a pilot. She's got that demeanor of someone who is so calm and confident, yet fun, totally fun. I thoroughly enjoy working with her. She takes direction like brilliantly. She's always ready to change. She always has her lines down perfectly. When we get ready to work, she's there. There's never an excuse. She's always on time. You know, she's a joy. But I actually had to ask her the other day. I said, you'd really, because she's also studying in school and, you know, doing all the right stuff. I said, you would like this if it was a full-time job, right? And she said, yeah. And that came out with such enthusiasm, I realized that up to that point, I couldn't tell. I mean, you know, total professional, doing really well. But I just wondered, is she one of those people that, you know, is going to just go ahead and take a break finally and go off to Harvard and get some degree and, you know, I don't know, maybe just be a doctor or something? No, she really, really wanted it. But she had tricked me, her full-time coach, into wondering whether or not, because I couldn't quite understand her demeanor, because most people her age at this point in her career, if she didn't get every single job, you know, there would be something where she would be hung up about it. But she's never hung up about anything, ever. Not that she's ever shown me. She never excuses anything. She doesn't lament a moment, a thing, a why, how come I didn't. And I thought, man, that is exactly the kind of temperament you need to walk into a room to seem like you've already arrived. Is too much enthusiasm bad? How can wanting something so much, too much, be bad, especially in this industry, which is so incredibly competitive? Well, it can do it in as much as you'll end up trying too hard, worrying too much, being overly concerned, or making silly choices with regard to how you move your career along. I find that actors put up with bad agents far too long. And I think they do it because they're so caught up in the game that they can't walk away. They're worried too much. They put up with behavior or the lack of any kind of response way more than they would if this were somehow any other aspect of their living life, of just a friendship or anything other than, you know, the golden carrot of, you know, being a working actor. You people listening to this, you know what I'm talking about. It creates such anxiety. I mean, I hear stories all the time of, I don't know, to my agent, I never go out, I never this. She talks to me like this, he said that to me, and, you know, I can see that it's devastating, they hate it, they don't like this person, they don't feel good when they're around this person, they don't like the way they're being treated. And all I can say is, then why are you still there? Well, it's desperation. But desperation as in they're the only agent in the world? And how much better are you off from what it sounds like? You never go out and you get treated horribly. So what are you doing? You're there because you're desperate, because you want it so badly, because you're willing to lower your self-esteem and accept this. And you see that right there takes that shine off the kind of actor we actually want to hire. You put up with weird classes. I mean, I was just hearing again, you know, once again, and I know I've done podcasts on all this, but a woman telling me how crazy it's driving her in this particular class where, you know, it's all about props. It's all about the props. You got to have the props. If you're making a cake mix, it better be the right cake mix. And you better bring the mix, and you better bring the eggs, and you better bring the water and the milk, and you better have the wooden stick, and you better be doing it while you're doing the scene. And And you know, if you got a costume, then you got to go find it at the thrift store, and it better have the moth holes in it, and it better be the sweater that looks just right for the character. Because if it isn't, then the, you know, acting coach gives you a hard time and calls you out and says, come on, man, this person would eat Pringles. What are you doing with those Lay's potato chips? Or, you know, this kind of ridiculous minutia. And of course, because people are so desperate and they just want it so badly that they will stop questioning their good judgment. Somebody will have told them, oh, you got to get this, coach on your resume because that's how you get a blah, blah, blah. That is just bullshit, including me. My name on your resume is not going to get you a gig. It's just that's not how it works. But we're desperate and we think that we got to do this. So we put up with the class where you're constantly chastised. You know, I coach a fellow privately now who won't go back to class anymore because class was such a horrible situation, constantly given a hard time, constantly broken down. And he stayed there, well, because he was told you had to, that he wanted it. He was told the industry's tough, you know, and you got to, you know, when it hurts, it helps. And, you know, this is how it is. And, you know, there's got to be rain to see a rainbow and, you know, whatever other thing you tell yourself so you put up with this shit. In many other aspects of life, I don't think as many people would put up with this kind of malarkey, this kind of abuse. But we do because we're desperate, because we want it so badly, because we're willing to do whatever it takes. And so we put up with these horrible situations and we go in and get torn down every week because we feel that, well, that's just part of it and I want it bad enough, so I'm going to put up with all this pain. But the toll that it's taking on your psyche, the toll that it's taking on your good judgment, the fact you have to quiet your instincts, and even though you feel that every fiber in your body is telling you, get out of here, this is lousy, I don't feel good, I go home depressed every week after class or in dealing with my agent or whatever else we involve ourselves in order to somehow make it in this industry, the things we put up with, and why do we put up with them? Because we are too desperate. Unfortunately, the damage that these situations do to you, to your psyche, to your personality, end up dulling and tarnishing that thing that you need to take to market and sell. This kind of desperation and caring too much also tends to make actors be too self-critical. You know, I was sent a tape recently of an actor who shot their audition and wanted me to look at it. And the comment was, this isn't my best work. And I thought, it isn't. Then what is it if it isn't your best work? You tried really hard, I assume, right? I mean, the actor tries really hard. You do your best, right? You try as hard as you can. And then let's say you tape that. Well, guess what? That was your best work. At that moment in time, that was your best work. You can't lament over, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda, wish I were someone else, wish I were better than I am, I know I can do better, all that other stuff. Man, talk is cheap. You ran the race, you came in second. You ran your best race, you came in second. That's the way it is. To give out disclaimers, to tell people, no, I could have this, that, relax. I'll tell you what you do. Win the race next time and, you know, and your time will speak for itself. Actors that worry too much, that are too concerned, that are, you know, you end up being so self-critical. You're always apologizing your work. You're always lamenting over the fact that it needs to be better. Hey, you know what? I get it. Because believe me, I'm the guy that talks about acting all the time, and then I get up and I act, and man, of course I want to hit it out of the park every single time. Why? Well, I'm the guy that's always blabbing about acting. Acting this, blah, 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 mister, I know about acting, blah, 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 blah. You know, come on. Of course. But you can only do as well as you can do. You can only try your best. But you see, the thing is, is that when actors try to be great actors, when they really want to be good, when it's very important for them to succeed, you end up focusing on stuff that human beings in the situations that we are acting in never think about. We don't go into scenes and think, man, I got to nail this scene. I got to nail it, man. I really got to get it together, man. I've really got to bring it. And then at this point, I got to do that. And then when it's over, I got to feel this way. And, you know, we never think about these things in real life, you see. We think about other things. We think about making our points. We think about how important it is for us to convince the other person why we're right and they're wrong. What, you know, we think about presenting the best side of ourselves at this party or making sure that we entertain our date for all the right reasons or put our best foot forward or be attentive or share and speak from the heart and make sure that we're, you know, good company and that we offer some comfort, that we make our friend feel better about their loss. But we don't think in terms of this very shallow aspect of, I gotta nail this thing. I gotta do really, really, really well. That's a problem. That's a problem with wanting something too much and trying too hard. For all the reasons why you could find that's a good thing because it kind of fuels the fire, the end result of that kind of an impulse ends up making you attack your scene and be aware of it and its outcome in a very different way than we are in life in these situations. Like any great pilot, focus on the flying. Don't focus on being a great pilot. Focus on the business at hand. Focus on your feelings about situations and doing things and being motivated for all the right reasons and never compromising your instincts or your self-esteem in order to put up with something so that you think it'll be a means to an end. Because that very little bit of compromise that you do to yourself, to your psyche, well, it might present itself to us as we audition you and see you. We may see you differently. You know, the really groovy person to hang out with, whose personality we like, who's very effective in their manner and the way they carry themselves, somebody that we would imagine watching and we like and being in their company, much like the things that are needed for a person who carries a film. You know, we want to spend time with that person. We find them fascinating. We find them interesting. These attributes that I've discussed in this podcast about being too desperate, wanting something too much, trying too hard, they are never the attributes of that person that we admire so much and want to sit for a couple of hours and listen to them tell us their story. This is the trick. We need to be able to pursue our goals, to go at it with all the energy in the world, but without the desperation. Because there is no deodorant for desperation, and the industry can always smell it. Be focused, work hard, don't try and do everything at once, be methodical, believe in yourself, don't put up with situations that just tear you apart or make you feel less than you should because you think that this is the means to the end, that if you put up with this, then, you know, even though this is crappy and you feel bad with this agent or this class or this situation or this relationship, that somehow you're going to end up becoming the, you know, actor that you want to be because you're going to get there through this way. Nothing is worth that. Besides, I don't think it works. It amazes me how many people I speak to that, you know, once they've listened to a bunch of the podcasts, or maybe I'm just talking to them as I was this person with, you know, the prop crazy class. I said, do you like, no, I hate it. I hate it. I'm constantly having to run around at the last minute. I'm worried that, you know, the other day I got pound cake mix and I'm really supposed to be making an angel food cake. And, you know, it's, you know, and as a side note, you know, the reason why that happens in these classes, it has nothing to do with you being a better actor, unless you want to be a prop person or a costumer. It's really just minutia, so that it's like sawdust, it's filler. It's so that the teacher can talk about something and berate you about something. And everybody will fall in line because they'll think, you know, if I was dedicated, I would have picked up the angel food cake mix and not the pound cake mix. I mean, God, what kind of an actor am I after all, you know? It's a way to criticize. It's just stuff to talk about. But here's what it has nothing to do with. You becoming a better actor quickly. Now, it's very clear when I say it. Even when the person is telling me, I can see it's dawning on them because they're just giving it voice. And all I wonder is, then why did you put up with this situation? Why did you stay with that agent that never sent you out for a whole year? And all you did was complain the whole time to all your friends. Why? Because you're so desperate? Because you want it so badly? Because you just don't know what to do? Because you just want it so badly it hurts? Yeah. Or you can take control, not worry about it in that fashion. Get your life together and pursue your dream in a healthy fashion. Because that ends up kind of permeating your work. It comes into it. We get that about you. You seem like a serious individual who is doing everything for all the right reasons and avoiding the wrong ones. That's what I have for you. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to a Real Life Actor podcast. This is Jeff Seymour. Real Life Actor podcasts can be found on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, and Podomatic. Please tell your friends. And if you're in the Los Angeles area and you'd like to audit one of my classes, send me an email at jeff@reallifeactor.com. Thanks for listening.